Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Drumallis House in Larne is now a place for prayer and cross-community dialogue, but in 1914 it was a centre for gun running. Months before war was declared in August 1914, Ireland was split between those who wanted to keep British rule and those in favour of home rule from Dublin. Drumallis House was the hub of an attempt to bring guns to Sir Edward Carson's Ulster Volunteers in their bid to oppose home rule. Later, many of those who took part would be killed on the Western Front in the fight against Germany.
My name is Eamon Phoenix, political historian, and on this crisp, dark, cold night, we're approaching the Victorian mansion of Drumallis House, just overlooking Larne Bay here in County Antrim. A splendid building, embellished by Sir Hugh Smiley, who built it as a wedding gift for his wife in the 1880s. But down below we can see the harbour of Larne, and this house and that harbour were the epicentre of the dramatic events of the night of the 24th of April 1914, the night of the Larne gun running. And now we're entering the drawing room of Drumallis House, and what a rich oak-panelled room this is. Richly carved oak, a fireplace with, you can see, HHS written over it, which is Hugh H. Smiley, who was, of course, the grandee who lived here until his death in the Edwardian years. And it was his widow, actually, Lady Smiley, who was central to the events of the Larne gunrunning on that night of April the 24th to the 25th, 1914. In fact, we're just looking here from the window of the drawing room out on the harbour. We can see the dusk there. We can see the lightship sort of flickering out there in the darkness. But of course, on that night, 100 years ago, this was a hive of activity, Larne. This was the high point of the activities of the Ulster Volunteer Force, Carson's Army. By the end of 1913, the force was 100,000 strong, marching along the roads of Ulster, drilling in the houses of friendly landowners, like Drumallis House here at Larne. But the problem was they didn't have enough arms. The pressure wasn't Carson, really, to authorise some major gun-running coup, which would make the UVF a force to be taken seriously by the Liberal government led by Herbert Henry Asquith at that time. The key man behind the gun-running at Larne, of course, was the Belfast businessman, Boer War veteran, Major Fred Crawford. Now, of course, Carson was a lawyer. The lawyer was always at odds, in a way, with the rebel in Edward Carson's persona. But he was eventually persuaded by Crawford for several reasons. Carson believed that a successful gun-running attempt, bringing guns from Germany to the north of Ireland, would be a major morale booster. But secondly, of course, it might persuade Asquith and the Liberal government to abandon their policy of including Ulster in a Home Rule Parliament. So we're told by Crawford of that famous meeting, that one-to-one in Carson's home in London, when he told Carson he needed his support. And Carson said, "Crawford, I'll see you through this business, even if I should have to go to prison for it." And Crawford famously replied, "Sir Edward, that's all I want. I go tonight." And that was to bring Fred Crawford, the gunrunner extraordinaire, to Hamburg, to his friend Bruno Spiro, to acquire the Austrian and German rifles, which featured in the Larne gunrunning. He acquired a ship at Bergen in Norway. He was intercepted by the Danish customs. He had to flee through the Kiel Canal. That brings him to the North Sea, to South Wales, and eventually the guns are transferred to a coal boat once owned by Sir Samuel Kelly, the Belfast businessman, called the Clyde Valley. And that's what something like 12, 14,000 Ulster volunteers are waiting for on that night at Larne. We can see the harbour below where they gathered, something like 600 motor cars. Almost half the motor cars in the province of Ulster were commandeered that night. And of course they rendezvoused right here at Tremalla's house, and we're looking from the drawing room windows here down on the lawns below. We can see the wide driveway coming up from the Antrim Coast Road, and this was a hive of activities as all of these UDF drivers brought their cars here to be detailed to drive to the harbour. And there you had an amazing scene, brightly lit according to Crawford, in the kind of twilight. You had cars, you had taxis, you had pack horses, you had bicycles. Each UDF man was told to bring at least three sort of parcels of guns, each contained five rifles. And from Larne Harbour that night, they were dispatched in the darkness along the roads of Ulster to the far-flung areas like the Loudoun in East Donegal, like Cavan, like the lakes of Fermanagh. It all happened here. But of course, many of those thousands of men mobilised that night here in Larne would die in battle on the Western Front, in the greatest war which civilization had yet experienced, the Great War.
Dromalla's House in Larne. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.